Welcome back to the Stomp, Chomp, and Learn with Ollie, Episode 3, Grandpa's Garden. Every Saturday morning, Ollie visit his Grandpa Gus. Grandpa Gus was the oldest Triceratops in the whole neighborhood. His horns had grown so long they were curved like crescent moons. His fur was chopped and scratched from a lifetime of adventures. And his voice sounded like gravel rolling down a gentle hill. But the thing that Ollie loved most about Grandpa Gus was his garden. Grandpa Gus's garden was legendary. It looked up his entire backyard and spilled out into the side yards, even crept through around the front porch. There were ferns, every kind of tiny, delicate ones, huge tree-side ones, and curly ones, straight ones, fuzzy ones. There were cycads with fat fronts and spiky leaves. There were towering ginkgos, trees topping the fan-shaped leaf like golden confetti. And right in the middle of it was Grandpa Gus's pride and joy, a magnificent magnolia tree with flowers as big as dinner plates. "Ollie, my boy," Grandpa Gus called it from the garden gate, waving a trowel. "Perfect timing. I need you for help for something big today." "How big?" Ollie asked, trotting up the path. Grandpa Gus grinned. "We're planting a whole new section. I delivered the most beautiful horsetail reeds you ever seen, and they need to go on the ground before afternoon heat." Ollie loved helping Grandpa Gus in the garden. There was something special about digging in the dirt, making holes just the right size, and gently tucking in a new plant in its new home. Grandpa Gus said that gardening was like making friends. You had to be patient to pay attention and give things room to grow. Today, he thought things were not going smoothly. First, Ollie tried to dig up holes with his front feet, but his feet were so big that each hole ended up the size of a bathtub. "That's a bit large for a horsetail reed," Grandpa Gus said, peering into the crater. "Sorry, Grandpa, let me try it with my horn." Ollie lowered his head and used his nose horn carefully to poke a smaller hole, but he poked too hard and a fountain of dirt shot up and landed all over Grandpa Gus's. Grandpa Gus blinked. He looked at a Triceratops who just walked through a dust storm. Then he burst out laughing, a big booming belly that shook his whole body and made the butterflies in the garden scatter. "Well," he said, brushing the dirt off his fur, "I suppose that one is the way to do it. Let's try something different." Grandpa Gus showed Ollie how to use a trowel, putting it carefully in his mouth, scooping just the right amount of dirt. It was tricky, but Ollie got the hang of it after a few tries. Scoop, scoop, pile, scoop, scoop, pile. Soon they had neat rows of holes, each one just right for a horsetail reed. As they planted, Grandpa Gus told stories. He told stories while they gardened. Thought Grandpa Gus might have told more stories than he had teeth, and a Triceratops has a lot of teeth. "Did I ever tell you about the time that I found a cave full of crystals?" Grandpa Gus asked, gently pressing soil around a freshly planted reed. "No, tell me." "Well, when I was about your age, young, curious, and terrible at staring out of trouble, Mother told me to not wander past the big red rock on the hill. So, of course, my very first thing was, why wander past the big red rock? Ollie guessed. Exactly, Grandpa Gus chuckled. And on the other side, hidden behind a curtain of hanging vines, I found a cave. Inside that cave was walls covered of absolutely covered in crystals. Purple ones, white ones, clear ones that caught the light and threw the rainbows everywhere. I never seen anything so beautiful. What did you do? I sat in the cave for hours just looking, and when I finally came home covered in mud and way past dinner time, my mother was furious. When I told her what about the crystals, she smiled at the memory. She made me take her there the very next day. Ollie loved Grandpa's stories. They made the gardening go faster and the world feel bigger and more magical. By mid-morning, the horsetail reeds were planted in a beautiful row. Now, the important part, watering. Grandpa Gus had a special watering can and a special watering system. A series of hollowed-out bamboo tubes that carried over from Cretaceous Creek right into the garden. All you had to do was open the gate valve and the water would trickle through the tubes to each plant. Not all, Grandpa Gus. The trick is to open the valve just a little bit. These horsetails like moist soil, but they don't want to swim. Gentle, gentle. They nodded, gentle. He could do gentle. He walked over to the gate valve and a big wooden lever and gave it a careful push. Nothing happened. He pushed a little harder. Nothing happened. The valve was stuck. It was probably just a stiff from the dry weather. Grandpa called, "Give it a good push." Ollie braced his big feet and lowered his head and shoved the valve with his broom. Whoosh! The valve didn't open. It broke clean off. Water roaring through the bamboo tube like a river. Everything swam, sprayed everywhere, up in the air, sideways, across through the garden, directly into Ollie's face. In seconds, the entire garden was flooded. The beautiful new horsetail reeds were bobbing in a sea of muddy water. Grandpa Gus's friends were drenched, and the ginkgo leaves were plastered flat. And Ollie was standing in the middle of it, soaking wet with a broken valve handle dangling from his horn. "Oh no," Ollie whispered. "Oh no, oh no, oh no." He felt terrible. Grandpa Gus's beautiful garden, and the garden he spent years growing. It was a muddy, soggy disaster, and it was all Ollie's fault. Ollie stood there, dripping, waiting for Grandpa Gus to be upset, but Grandpa Gus just walked over and looked at the flooded garden, looked at Ollie with the valve handle on his horn, and sat down right in the middle of a mud puddle with a big splat. "Did you know?" he muttered, squishing between his toes. "I've been meaning to give these plants a good deep watering. Grandpa, I'm so sorry." Grandpa Gus padded in the mud next to him. "Sit down," Ollie said. The muddy was actually kind of warm and squishy and nice. "Look at me. Let me tell you something about gardens," said Grandpa Gus. They're tougher than they look. A flood, a storm, a clumsy grandson with an enthusiastic horns. They're a good garden. They can handle all that. You know why? Well, I shook his head. Because the roots are holding on. Everything goes above ground, the ground looks like a mess. The roots underneath are holding tight, getting ready to grow back again. That's the secret of a garden, Ollie. It's not about being perfect. It's about growing back. They sat together in the mud for a while. Two triceratops, one old and one young, started to straighten up. The ferns uncurled the fronds. The horsetail stood. Even the mangarela tree shook its branches and seemed to say, "Well, that was refreshing." Now then, Grandpa Gus calling himself with a grunt, "Let's fix that valve. And this time, maybe we'll use a wrench instead of your frill." The rest of the afternoon, preparing the water system, replanting by the few reeds that had floated out of place, and adding fresh soil where the water had been washed away. By the time the sun started to set, the garden looked new and even better than before. The deep watering had actually done the older plants some good, and the horsetails were standing straight up and they headed for the gate. "Same time every Sunday," Ollie said, "and maybe next time I'll let you open the valve." Grandpa Gus laughed with his big gravel laugh, and Ollie walked home through the golden evening light with mud on his feet and happiness in his heart. Ollie's dinosaur fact. Many plants that dinosaurs eat are still growing on Earth today. Ferns, horsetails, ginkgo trees, cycads were around during the age of dinosaurs. They haven't changed over 2 million years. 200 million years. See a fern in the forest today, you're looking at something very similar to what a triceratops might have munched on for dinner. Thanks for listening. See you next time.